Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Bill Minnell, VP of Product Marketing at SGI. Welcome, Bill.
Oh, thanks, Allison. It's great to be back.
You were on the show, I think, a little over a year ago, talking about our last generation of the Xeon E5 launch. We're back on the program to talk about your new platforms. But in case folks in the audience have not heard about SGI lately, can you just provide an update on SGI's role in the marketplace and what types of solutions you're serving to the marketplace?
Oh, yeah, sure, Allison. SGI provides compute and storage solutions to the marketplace, and we're recognized specifically for the speed, scale, and efficiency that we provide to customers. And from an efficiency standpoint, that's how efficiently we use the compute capability as well as the power that the machines have to use to get to the compute efficiency.
You guys build some fairly large-scale machines for your customers. Do you want to characterize some of the market environments that your systems find themselves in?
So our ICE-X platform is deployed in a number of environments, but typically it's in the very large-scale HPC type of environments. We also have our rackable platform as well, that's used for both HPC and big data environments, and also our modular instrument storage platform is used by customers for both storage and archive needs. The way that platform is designed is a customer can start small and then grow almost infinitely in scale.
So I know that we talked last year about some new platforms from SGI, but I think you've just released a next version of these platforms based on the Xeon 2600 V2. Can you tell us a little bit about what you were able to accomplish with that?
All of our current platforms are being upgraded to the V2 version of the V5 2600. What that allows us to do is we can get 50% more cores, which is always nice for a lot of people. We can also get a better power profile as well. There's more features from both a power control standpoint, which is very popular with some of our customers, being able to fine-tune their power usage across their data centers as well. We've also have a number of software products, SGI Management Center and SGI Performance Suite, that have been upgraded. SGI Performance Suite is a set of libraries and tools, and so it's been upgraded to take advantage of the new V2 processor. And SGI Management Center actually allows you to manage these big systems, not only from a usability standpoint, but also from a power standpoint. So it can take advantage of the new power features that are available in the chip.
This is a fairly attractive solution for customers. Can you tell me about some of the customers that have shown early interest in your new solutions?
So the customer we talked about a year ago, NASA, with their Pleiades system, has actually purchased a system already and have it up and running. And that's one of the largest systems in the world, quite honestly, and is built around multiple generations of not only our technology, but also Intel's technology. And it's used as a research vehicle across all of NASA. So they're doing everything from planetary research, looking for new planets. They found 136 of them, and also does things such as structural analysis of new space vehicles and exploratory-type satellites as well. So lots of ways that the system is used. It's now in operation, so we delivered quite a few racks and now have that going full speed right now. And that machine itself typically is almost fully utilized across NASA and across scientists that need to use that kind of capability as well. Other customers we have, the Iris Center for High-End Computing is another great customer. It's a longtime customer of ours, and they provide a supercomputing capability for the country of Ireland, so they're a new customer as well. And also, Down Under Geophysical, often just shortened to Down Under Geo, is an oil exploration customer based in Australia, but they actually do work worldwide, and it's being used for doing seismic work there as well. So a lot of different types of customers doing different things, and all of them are quickly enjoying the benefits of the new processor.
When you come out with these new solutions and bring them to customers, is there anything in particular that they're showing specific interest in terms of capabilities?
So we've had a number of customers that are already very impressed with the performance capability of the chip. That's certainly one area. You know, again, our focus is on power, scale, and efficiency. And so the new chip itself matches very well into those areas. More performance, better power efficiency, and complete with our architecture allows you to get pretty significant scale very quickly. So those cores allow you to do a lot more work in a smaller space. On the NASA machine, for example, we installed 46 racks of this new processor, and I mentioned previously that it's already up and running. So they've added significantly to their peak performance capability of that machine.
And when I was reading to prep for this interview, I read that you were able to add those in less than a month without any downtime. So scientists were continuing to do their research as you upgraded their system. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that happens time and time again. You know, as we, the way the ICE-X system and prior generations of ICE systems are designed, it's very easy to bring another rack, maybe 10 more racks, maybe 46 racks, and cable it right up into essentially a running system. In contrast to other architectures where you have to shut down the whole system, recable, maybe reinstall some new software, this is instant product without sacrificing any other productivity. In fact, in one case where we did this, this was on a previous generation. I think this was the V1 version of this chip. NASA issued a press release where they said they saved 1,000,000 hours because they were able to just plug another 10 racks in and not disturb the work the scientists were already doing.
So, Bill, they found 136 planets. Do you think we could get one named Planet SGI and one named Planet Xeon, maybe?
Well, I certainly hope so.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that things are going well for the ICE-X line and the rackable servers as well. If our listeners want to hear more about your products, is there a place that you would send them in terms of more information?
I'm sure, you know, the best place to start is at sgi.com. We have all our products there. They can download data sheets. They can get in touch with us. There's white papers there as well on all of our platforms. So that would certainly be a good starting point for them.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's good to have a repeat guest on. I suppose we should book our slot in about 9 to 12 months' time for our next interview, Bill. But in the meantime, thank you for coming on today.
Well, hopefully it'll be before then. So take care.
Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.